It's 27 degrees in Newmarket Aurora. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.43 cents U.S. TSX falling 10 points on this Friday, closing out the day and the week at 27,905. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The union representing 10,000 Air Canada pilots says 59% of Canadians believe the federal government should respect flight attendants' right to take job action, even if it causes travel disruptions. The Air Canada component of QP has released new polling by Abacus Data, which surveyed 1,500 respondents. It found 88% of Canadians believe flight attendants should be paid for all work-related duties, a key sticking point in negotiations that has led to the impasse. Air Canada flight attendants could walk off the job just shortly after 1 a.m. Eastern if a deal between the airline and the union is not reached at the 11th hour, resulting in a complete work stoppage. A marijuana grow operation investigation has been ongoing today in Bradford, West Gwillimbury, after police executed a search of a property on Canal Road. South Simcoe police said they believe there are roughly 1,500 to 2,000 plants located on the property. There has been no word on any arrests or charges. At this time, police confirm there is no risk to public safety. South Simcoe police are warning about the dangers associated with the social media app Likee. South Simcoe police say they were contacted by a parent whose child had communicated with an unknown person through the Likee app before sending videos of themselves engaging in sexual activity to that person. They say the child was then asked to send more and threatened with exposure if she didn't comply. Police say Likee has roughly 100 million users worldwide, but does not allow a user to mark their accounts as private, so anyone can view content posted by a user at any time. The mayor of Brampton says he plans to follow the province's lead in requiring public servants to return to in-office work on a full-time basis. Mayor Patrick Brown says city employees will be required to be in the office 4 days a week starting October 20th before it increases to 5 days a week by January 5th. Brown told a Toronto radio show this morning the province's decision was long overdue and that in-office work is better for productivity. One public service union is encouraging workers to sign a petition it published this morning asking the Ontario government to reconsider its decision. The Toronto Blue Jays open a 3-game set against the Texas Rangers tonight at Rogers Centre. Toronto is coming off a 2-1 win over the Chicago Cubs to take that series and sits 5 games ahead of Boston atop the AL East. CFL tonight, Toronto visits Edmonton. Saturday, Hamilton is at Saskatchewan. Hot country weather, a clear evening ahead, 17 overnight. Saturday, sunshine and 33. We could see some showers Saturday evening. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, the chance of showers, and a high of 27. Right now, in Newmarket Aurora, it's 27 degrees, Humidex reading at 31. From the Hot Country News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester. Have a great weekend.